This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have a session featuring guitarist, singer, songwriter and teacher Rick Rushing with his protege Maya Tripp, recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library. If you are accustomed to hearing Rick Rushing playing the blues with his trio, like me, you may be surprised to hear his playing and singing this afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Rick Rushing, singer, songwriter, guitarist, teaching artist.
Hi, my name is Maya Tripp, and I'm a singer and songwriter and guitar player, kind of.
Kind of, yeah, for yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So I beg to move it underground back to the floor that I love, to have room for some lace and paper flowers, back to the gypsy that I was, to the gypsy that I was.
This is Picture in Time. It's a song I wrote about meeting the man, the myth, and the legend, Coey Bean. And just the fact that pictures are special, you know. And there's just special places in our in time. So that's what this song's about. Trip to California, living in Venice Beach, living in Los Angeles. It finally got the tune, so we'll see what happens. Thanksgiving night, the family went to the movies. A white man can't jump, just stuck to me. And I wanted to share it with you. So I packed up my dreams and headed west, finally made it. Cruising highway 5, so elated. And now here posing with you. Just a picture in time with you, 'cause we had more to do. Can't thank you enough for helping my dreams come true. Just a picture in time with you, and I hope we meet again. We're born on Venice Beach, watching the waves splash in. One day I witnessed a lonely guitar on the bleachers. Yeah, I strummed, but I needed a teacher. So thankful that teacher was you. I got me a job on Promenade Adidas, selling Kobe's newest releases. And now here posing with you. It's a picture in time with you, 'cause we had more to do. Can't thank you enough for helping my dreams come true. Just a picture in time with you, and I hope we meet again. We're born on Venice Beach, watching the waves splash in. Searching for a solution. In a picture in time with you, 'cause we had more to do. Can't thank you enough for helping my dreams come true. Just a picture in time with you, and I hope we meet again. Born on Venice Beach, watching the waves splash in.
Peculiar.
wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said, I try all the time at this institution, and I pray, oh how do I pray? I pray every single day for a resolution. Just to get it all out, what's in my head, and I feel a little peculiar. And so I wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I said, hey. Is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
I did that for my sixth grade talent show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is a song that Jimmy Rushing did. He played with Count Basie. You know about all that, I think. It's called I Want a Little Girl, so I figured I'd try it. It's working in the band, you know, the band's working in it, so let's try this acoustic, right? I want a little girl to love a lot. Give her everything that I've got. Just a little girl who fall in love with me. I want a little girl. She may not look just like a picture in a storybook, but if she can cook, she'll suit me, suit me to a T. She don't have to wave her hair or dress in fancy clothes, and I don't mind even if she don't wear those silk soft pantyhose. Yeah, I want a little girl to call my own. It must be someone that's all alone. Just a little girl who'd fall in love with me. Yeah. just a little girl, little girl I was, fall in love with me.
I like that song.
Thanks. Yeah, it's straightforward. Yeah.
The first thing that I think of when I think of you, Rick, is your blues trio. Mm. But you've expanded a long way from that. I can tell just from the music you were playing in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you described it, it's still rooted in that.
Yes.
But you've taken it in a lot of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with someone like Maya.
Right.
She has such a pretty voice.
Thank you.
She does. And modern blues is not something that, you know, she's singing those pretty sounds, those vocals. That's what she has. So it stretched me out to work with her. And the blues during a pandemic, you know, you have to change gears. And because coming out of a pandemic, who wants to hear about it anymore? So I had some songs I didn't play that I was, but my baby, she says, she's going to catch the next train, head back out west, hug her mama again. I said, baby, don't be so mean. I ain't got COVID-19. Give me one more shot. Give me one more chance. Always makes me smile when I see you dance. Baby, don't be so mean. I ain't got COVID-19. So...
The problem is with the whole notion of writing about the pandemic, which a lot of people are moved to do, it's going to be dated very quickly,
mm-hmm.
you know? But at the same time, it's such a unique period in our lives, and for people coming later to hear a song that tells what it was like, mm. it's probably going to be interesting to people, mm. you know?
Yeah.
10 years from now, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Like, what is that?
Yeah. So how was it for you? For a lot of people, it was a very, you know, it just... They couldn't go out and do anything, so they turned in
mm-hmm.
and writing and recording and, you know, doing all the things that you don't need an audience for.
Right. It was lonely.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was lonely. And it made me just question a lot of, you know, the past 8 years, you know, 8 years I've been a full-time musician. Thinking like, you know, I'm going to have to put an application in some place and
get a real job.
You know, Rick, you still have a degree. You don't have to play music. That's what my family, you know, family's saying that, you know, and I'm looking for emergency funds, and thankfully, you know, that came through. And but because of education and UTC and the Arts-Based Collaborative, being a teaching artist with the Wolf Trap Institute, found ways to do virtual education with music. So I put the electric guitar down and picked up the ukulele, was writing songs for kids in the curriculum. You know, that's what, you know, what makes a bird came from, you know. Because we were learning about birds, and they wanted to sing a song about it, so we wrote it. And the hand washing song, you know, for COVID.
So these are like 5, 6, 7-year-olds?
Yes.
I can only imagine that it's a bit of a challenge working with little ones that age when they're right there in front of you. When you're doing it virtually, how do you hold their attention for more than a few minutes?
Oh, it was rough. You know, when on Zoom, you'd see the parents come in and sit still, you know. But with music, whether it be the harmonica or ukulele, once they heard that, they were, you know, paid attention, because it was just like a guest coming to their house through Zoom, and so they were looking forward to, you know, Mr. Rick's coming today. Let's be on our best. Let's, you know, the teachers would have them ready, so when we had 35, 40 little Zoom boxes up, and
that and many,
yeah. So, yeah, so Battle Academy.
Okay.
Down here on...
So what do you do? Just sort of teach them little tunes and sing with them?
Well, the teachers are involved, and we're trying to help the teachers integrate the arts. So whatever they're learning at that particular time, which was birds, You know, we.
So they've been talking about birds already, so you write songs about them.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, specific birds that have different qualities. And then we use strong adjectives, and then we used words that would help them, you know, get up and move, have movement. So, you know, it was. But fortunately, we were able to get back in the classroom.
Yes. When was that?
It was probably about 2-3 weeks after vaccination started.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. So you've been vaccinated too?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, February to March. Well, this is a younger song, but it's one of mine. Makes a bird a bird. All birds have wings. What makes a bird a bird? All birds can sing. What makes a bird a bird? All birds have beaks. What makes a bird a bird? All birds have feet. You can be a bird, fly with me. You can be a bird, fly freely. What makes a bird a bird? Birds like to fly high. What makes a bird a bird? Most birds have good eyes. What makes a bird a bird? Birds like to sing all night. What makes a bird a bird? Strong legs to survive. You can be a bird, fly with me. You can be a bird, fly freely. So, what's your favorite bird? Well, that bird's nice too. And when you see that bird looking at you, how's it make you feel? More than likely makes you smile when you hear that bird song. 'Cause you can be a bird, fly with me. You can be a bird, and fly freely.
Away from me, I heart of me. You break down my walls with the strength of your love.
From the studio on the second floor of the library downtown, our guest this afternoon is singer, guitarist, songwriter and teacher, Rick Rushing, along with his protege, 16-year-old singer and guitarist Maya Tripp.
I guess I'll do an original.
Slowly
This song's really for electric guitar, but I could probably try it on acoustic and see what happens. Cause... it's called This May Be Love. Yeah, that's always a good topic, right? This may be love. Yes, you and me. Make me wanna climb.
Carole King song.
Spoken.
is one of the songs I guess picked up over the pandemic because I had a little extra time. And everybody needs a little bit of this. So come back again. I want you to stay next time. Sometimes the world ain't kind when people get lost like you and me. I just made a friend. A friend is someone you need. Now that he had to go away, I still feel the words that he might say. Well, turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. I wanna take a ride across the moon, just you and me. Just you and me. Looking for a home, 'cause everyone needs a place. And home's the most excellent place of all. And I'll be right here if you should call me. Well, turn on your heart light. Well, let it shine wherever you go. Well, let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Take a ride across the moon, just you and me. Just you and me.
How did you meet Rick?
Well, I think I found him online. And yes, and he just started to be my music teacher, and I enjoyed it a lot and starting to grow, so.
What made you want to start making music? Did you start with an instrument, or were you singing first?
I started with the guitar, then I transitioned into singing.
So you play guitar first without ever singing?
Yes.
When did you start singing?
About 3 years after I played the guitar.
Have you had any training as a singer? Because it sounds like you have.
A little bit, yes, I have.
Have you been in the choir?
At church, sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I was in that choir.
And you also write your own songs?
Yes, I do.
So what is the best advice you got from Rick?
To breathe. I have trouble breathing. And it does, it actually really helps.
You have trouble breathing,
believe it or not.
Because you're nervous?
Well, I don't know, sometimes when you're singing a big song, I don't know, I just kind of tense up, you know.
This is a bit outside your wheelhouse, this kind of music, isn't it, Rick, that Maya's doing?
Not necessarily out of, well, there's songs that I've never seen, and, you know, with these progressions and ballads.
Like, is that you playing the guitar in the last song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Yeah, so.
You were doing things that you wouldn't expect somebody to do. You were following the melody and then you stopped. And then you go back to the melody again. And when you do that, when you stop like that, the ear goes, and it catches your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds a whole other dimension to the song. Mm. And gets you hearing it differently. Yeah.
It's sometimes what you don't play.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's, you know, with her voice, I'm just supporting it and letting it just fly on top of it. The guitar is that instrument that, you know, I wouldn't be a vocalist. It could be, but it just makes it easier to have something to gauge your voice on, you know, play with. I didn't know that you played 3 years of guitar before you started singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I
can see that. Cool. My wife always says, if you want to learn something, teach it. And it strikes me that by working with someone like Maya, that's taking you to a whole other place.
Yes.
As a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to come back into the work you do, what you're doing with Maya, right? In some way or other.
It has, and in so many ways, just playing out. And, you know, just the other days playing in the Common House or whatever, and I had that Whitney Houston in my head. I couldn't necessarily sing it like that, but I can play the chords, and everyone else sung it, you know. So, thank you. You know, there's just a lot of songs in her repertoire that are just pretty new to me, and so that's why I'm enjoying it. You know, I would love for her to just play 1-4-5 blues with me and just lay it down and say, oh, this is Bessie Smith or something. She can do that.
That'd be kind of an interesting combination. They really would be working against each other, but at the same time, they would complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
Maya's voice with that chord progression. You know?
Yes.
Oh,
All she wants is love and peace.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The thought of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Da 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 da.
Trip with Rick Rushing in the studio on the second floor of the library downtown. Maya often plays weekends in Puckett's, adjacent to the aquarium downtown. Rick is playing electric blues with his trio, as well as solo acoustic shows these days, now that venues are beginning to reopen. These sessions live in the library are recorded in the state-of-the-art recording studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga on Wednesday afternoons. The recordings focus primarily on Chattanooga-based musicians and bands, but increasingly we are having musicians and bands from across the region wanting to come for a session engineered and mixed by the redoubtable Sam Mensah. The executive producers for Live in the Library are me, Richard Winham, for the radio station, and Sam Mensah for the Chattanooga Downtown Library. We will have another session here on Scenic Roots recorded in the library next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.